One question in the laws of Birkat HaGomel. One of the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael asked yesterday during the Seudah the following question. He wanted to know that the halakha says that four people have to make hoda'ah. Those that traveled, let's say, through the Midbar, and they arrived safely. Those that traveled overseas on the waters, and they arrived back safely. Those that Bar Minan were imprisoned in jail, and they were released. Or Bar Minan, somebody that was sick, Nofel Mishkav, and he was cured. All these people have an obligation, when they're better or when they're relieved, to come in front of 10 people and say the Birkat HaGomel. So the question is, it happens many times. On Shabbat, for example, we have many people to say HaGomel. So the Rav says, let one guy come along and let him say Gomel and let him poter the entire Kahal. The Rabbi assumes that everybody is saying the Gomel for the same reason. But let's say the guy who's making the Beracha is making because he traveled overseas. But there's one guy in the Kahal that was sick. Can he poter his Gomel for a different reason that the people need? Or maybe you say, well, it's a different chayuv, and therefore you have to make it yourself. This is the question that they ask. So the answer I found, Baruch Hashem, Hachav Avadiyah discusses it, in Hazon Avadiyah, in the laws of Tu Bishvat, in, that's the Sefer Tu Bishvat, but he has the laws of Hoda'ah over there, on Daf Shin Nun Dalid, in a footnote. He brings over there an interesting Hatam Sofer. The Hatam Sofer is in Or HaHayim Siman Nun Aleph, and he holds that, even though it's widely thought that the Birkat HaGomel follows the Korban Todah, that in the olden days there was a Korban Todah, and now that we don't have a Korban Todah, so now we have Birkat HaGomel. He says there's no connection. He says, as a matter of fact, there's no Hayuf to bring a Korban Todah. It says Im Al Todah. Im Al Todah means if a person wants to bring a Korban Todah, but he's not mandated to bring it. He says Korban Todah actually is a Reshut. So therefore, if you were learning that it's after the Korban Todah, so each one's obligated to bring a different Korban Todah with a different Kavanah, then you could say one Gomel cannot be poter another Gomel. But if you say it's got nothing to do with it, it's a Shemach LaKadosh Baruch Hu for thanking for a situation, and it's the same Nosach. There's no difference between the Nosach of this Gomel to that Gomel. Chamoya concludes and says there is absolutely no problem to make one Beracha and have in mind for anybody, even though the reasons are different. And I quote his Lashon, he's quoting from a Sefer called Orim Gedolim, and he says, Nistapek becholeh shenetrapeh, v'chavero haya meholcheh derachim. One guy's netrapeh, and one guy's holcheh derachim. Haim yachol haolech bedrachim leotzi berkat tegomet haholeh shenetrapeh, im anach alav amen, o del maeru yachol leotzi et chavero. V'cheru ba becholushen v'ki v'ege. He says v'ki v'ege has the same safek. And then he comes along and he concludes from the Sefarim, and I quote at the end of the Teshuvah, and a Sefer called the Tibe'am, and a Sefer Torat Chaim Sofer, Shebirkat HaGomel Leolche Derachim Poteret Lemi Shechala Venetrape Kedina Mevarech Ala Ochel Shepoter Mashkeh. He brings a Raya to the Din of Ochlin and Mashkim. If one guy is eating food and one guy is having a drink, so he could make a Beracha on the drink, and he's poter the guy who's eating the food, because bottom line, it's the same beracha. So what do you know over here? And that's the way the halakha is. So we don't have to ask the person who's making the beracha, what exactly is he making it for? As long as he has a valid reason, it covers the entire Kahal's obligation.